Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Mission Mishaps, Entry 2, Hephaestus Log KWE-824, Day 202.
This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel on board the USS Hephaestus Station. Everything is great, everyone is awesome, I'm doing my job super hard, and it's been great catching up, so let's do this again soon. Here. All right, let's see. Message to Communications Officer Eiffel from Lieutenant Commander Minkowski. Eiffel, remember we agreed that you would start logging your mandatory hours of spacewalking. You're in fact overdue for starting to log your hours, so get to it. That's an order. Ugh. Yeah, right. If the Minkowski thinks I'm gonna actually risk my life just for the regs, she's got another thing. P.S. Please stop going off on weird tangents during your logs. It's starting to sound a bit unprofessional.
Well, in for a penny, in for a pound, am I right, Canaveral?
Besides, I'm not sure if anyone even listens to these things. If my voice is reaching anyone from Planet Intern, greetings.
We come in peace.
But right now, let's get to it. Specifically, let's get to Operation Hide. And just keep on hiding. Oh, don't give me that imaginary look, Command Intern. I'm guessing you've seen 2001. You know how this goes. First, it's all no exceptions, rules are rules. And then some hapless idiot ends up hurled into the cold abyss. No, thank you. Until spacewalking is statistically the safest way to travel, I know where I'm hanging out. And it's with my two best buds. Heat and air. Which means today, we're going on an adventure. A secret adventure to a spot where Herr Commandant would never look for... Oh, I've got it. Okay, Command Intern, welcome to the bridge. Using Clark Kent logic, I think I can probably camp out here and avoid Minkowski.
Eiffel? That you?
Hey, Commander. Wow. Didn't think you'd be coming up here anytime soon.
I'm in charge of the station's navigation functions, Eiffel. I spend most of my day here. Why are you up here, though? Shouldn't you be...
I'm here for work. For work reasons. That's why I'm here.
Oh. Are you finally getting around to updating our star charts?
Yes.
Well, you're going to want to use Terminal 2 for that. It has all our relevant positioning data.
That sounds amazing, Commander. Really great. So stoked for those star charts. I just realized I forgot something.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna go get that thing that I forgot. And then I'll be right back. Whew. Okay. That was a close one. I think I'm in the clear, though. I know I'm not supposed to be in Hilbert's lab, but maybe as long as I don't break any of the fancy equipment. Whoa! Okay, never mind. Maybe I should...
Officer Eiffel, excellent timing.
Yep, definitely. I am here intentionally to do something for you, Doctor.
Good. As previously discussed, I require you to lay greenhouse foundation so that I may begin specimen incubation period. Should not take more than 16 to 18 hours. And you will have to be very careful about inhaling the fertilizer. It may cause temporary blindness. No, wait. It will cause blindness. Blindness may be temporary.
Doc, that sounds awesome. I'm very excited to get started Johnny Appleseeding all of that. But, you know, I just gotta check in on something in the comms room first.
Is it absolutely necessary?
Yes, it is. See you later. Bye. Okay. Okay. There's literally no way anyone's gonna come in here. I'm not even sure why we have an armory. I mean, we're not exactly the Three Amigos, but no one's got a reason to Rambo it up either.
Jeez, look at all these things.
Command intern, there's a harpoon on our scientific research station.
Why Call Me Ishmael Futuristics put a harpoon on our scientific research station, I do not quite under...
Eiffel, Hera says that you're in the armory? Let's try this again. Officer Eiffel, what are you doing in the armory?
Well, you see, Commander, I feel bad. I know that there's a lot of stuff I've been neglecting, and so I'm finally getting around to...
Cross-referencing our small arms ammunition with the allotment in the manifest?
That's the one. Yep.
Well, be quick about it, okay? I still need you to update those star charts.
Okay. There's no way in hell anyone would ever look for me in...
Observation deck, there's a series of very important adjustments I would like you to make to angle of view and canopy. A simple procedure that will take 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 hours of hard labor, but it is not...
Okay. Command intern, no one has any reason to be down in...
Eiffel, if you're down in engineering, could you check the temperature controls? I want to make sure the engines are running in the optimal environment.
Oh, come on!
Just be quiet. Just be very, very...
Eiffel, I don't know why you're in filtration, but since you're there, double-check that the emergency backup system has enough coolant.
Officer Eiffel, what is progress on pH level tests? Officer Eiffel, are you there?
Eiffel, do you read me?
There is much to do, Officer Eiffel. Respond.
You can't avoid answering forever, Eiffel. There's only so much space on this station.
There's only so much... That's it.
That's better. You know, was so afraid about being out here. There's so much to love. The peace, the simplicity. All you are is the space you're in, and that space is connected to all the space. It's beautiful, really. No petty demands, no annoying chores, no murderously pissed off superior officers who realize you've been avoiding them.
Eiffel, get back in here right the hell now.
Sorry, Commander. Got my mandatory spacewalk time to do.
Eiffel, you cretinous lizard. There are dozens of higher priority tasks ahead of your stupid EVA hours. And besides, I'm telling you to abort and come back in here. Now!
So are you saying that you're going back on your official orders? Are you going to make an exception for—
I am saying that if you continue—
Because it's really important that crew members follow the rules and regulations for—
Okay, Eiffel. You have what? 12 hours on that tank?
A little less, actually.
Okay, then. Enjoy every minute. Because after they're over, you're gonna have to come back inside. And when you do, I will be happy to show you how much of an exception I am willing to make for you. Specifically to the limits of corporal punishment.
Hang on, Commander, I only— I hate space.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Sarah Shackett. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.